So we're going to remember now what we know about the garden that the brother and the sister had planted and that's growing. It has beautiful flowers. It has pathways and shrubbery and trees. It has that sparkling fountain, right? And it has the harp. Oops, careful. Don't want you to trip. It has the harp that plays beautiful music when the wind blows over it. And we also remember that this brave and kind brother and sister have some relatives who are afraid of them, because those relatives know that underneath that bandage, they're the only ones who know this, but the relatives know that underneath that bandage is a golden star. And they're afraid that the light of that golden star and the truth of that golden star might shine into their lives and expose who they really are. And so they're trying to get rid of those children. So they came to the garden yet again in their disguise, and they said, well, your garden is lovely, but it needs one more thing to make it perfect. It needs a bird that can speak all the languages of the world. And so the boy set out for the castle of Never Return. And on his way, he passed his friend in the village, and the friend said, here's my advice this time. When you get to the castle, you're going to see three birds. One bird that sings and chirps and chatters a lot. And one bird that sings and chirps and chatters a little. And one bird that keeps its head under its wing and doesn't make a peep. You should take that silent bird. Looks a little sad, but you should take that silent bird, because if you try to take the singing, talking bird, the castle gates are going to slam shut and you are never going to get out. Well, this time, even though when he got the fountain and when he got the harp, the boy had followed the instructions exactly, this time he did not follow his friend's advice. Because when he looked at that bird with its head under its wing, he thought it looked so sad and so sick that it was probably going to die before he could get it back to the garden. So he grabbed that singing bird, and as soon as he put his hands around that bird, the castle gates clanged shut, and the boy became as still as stone. Well, when he didn't come back and didn't come back, his sister set out from the garden to go and find him. And she also passed by the village, and she met the friend that they had helped so long ago when they left the mill. And the friend said, don't be afraid. Everything's going to work out just fine as long as you do exactly what I tell you. When you get to the castle, you must take the bird with its head under its wing. And you must sprinkle some water from the crystal fountain onto your brother's face so that he'll come to himself. And then you sing that song, you know, about doing unto others, doing good to others. And get out that gate before it slams shut for all time. And so the sister went, and she did exactly what her friend had advised. She took the bird with the head under its wing, the silent bird, and she splashed some water into her brother's face so that he would wake up. And then she grabbed him by the hand and sang as they ran for the gate. And even though she did everything exactly right, even so, that gate was starting to close when they ran through. And even the brother's jacket got stuck in the gate. So quick as a flash, she had to get out her scissors and cut him free. Oh, they were so relieved to get back to their beautiful garden. And they put that sickly, sad-looking bird on a rose bush. And you know, it perked right up. It could sing and it could talk. It could speak every language in the world. And so people came from all over to talk to that bird and to ask it questions. And the garden was even more amazing than ever before. This garden was so remarkable. It got such a reputation, in fact, that finally one day the king himself came to visit the garden. And we're going to hear about the king's visit next week. So right now we're going to join hands and say a prayer. We want to thank you, God, for the members of our family who will come to the very ends of the earth to bring us safely home. And we want to thank you for friends who share with us their wisdom and good advice. We want to thank you, Lord, for the ways of your kingdom in which the last become first, and the sick become well, and the lost become found, and everybody is invited to rejoice. We love you, Lord. Amen.